News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
There are fresh calls to ban conversion therapy in Ireland, which remains legal despite opposition from medical bodies and repeated calls for a legal ban. And this is therapy designed to try to change somebody's beliefs about their sexual orientation or about their gender. I'm joined by Shane Hickey O'Mara, who is Social Democrats councillor for Limerick City North and accredited psychotherapist. And obviously where this comes to a point is for people who are under the age of 18. So can I just check, Shane? What the ban would mean would be, let's say a child, a teenager, comes to their parents and they say, I believe that I am in the wrong body. The parent would not be allowed to put them in touch with a counsellor who would try to convince them of a different view. Is that it?
Morning, Anton. Thanks so much for having me on. Yeah, so I suppose one thing, if we're kind of to look at the therapy element of it, therapy is still unregulated in Ireland. And what that means is that anybody can put a sign on the door saying they're a therapist, and therapy is essentially an affirmative and validating process built on trust and care. Conversion therapy is its antithesis. It's designed to shame a person into bearing a part of themselves. So a young person can consent. They can consent to going to conversion therapy. So yes, as part of this legislation, that would be the case, yes.
And how do you then measure that? Because presumably it is difficult to tell exactly what is going on within the confines of a private one-to-one relationship with a therapist.
Oh, completely. And I suppose that's what this this legislation is designed to do. So look, conversion therapy, it's been condemned by the European Commission and the UN Committee Against Torture, which is classed as a severe human rights violation. It's also been discredited by the College of Psychotherapists, the Psychological Society of Ireland, and my own accrediting body, the Irish Association of Counselling and Psychotherapy, in a joint statement in 2024. Yeah, so it's one of those situations that a lot of people are very surprised that this is still happening. And there was actually, in 2023, there was a study by Trinity College, which was commissioned by the last government, and the then Minister for Equality, Roderick O'Gorman. That study indicated that conversion therapy practices are taking place in Ireland. And the findings suggest there's a combination of cognitive, psychoanalytic, religious or spiritual methods or behavioral methods being used. But we also know that at the end of the day, conversion therapy is ineffective. And more often than not, it has a negative long-term impact on those who experience it.
So what does it mean then? Let's say that you are successful in getting the ban on conversion therapy. If somebody believes themselves to be a different gender than they are physically, does that mean that the therapy must be neutral if they go to a counsellor, or affirmative?
Well, therapy has to be affirmative and validating. We are all, so I'm an accredited psychotherapist with the Irish Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy. As part of our ethical standards, our job is to be affirmative of the person in the room and their lived experience. So to support them wherever they are in their journey. I currently actually work with GOSH, which is an organization in Limerick as a psychotherapist. And we see people coming in who don't have access to therapy through, you know, maybe not in their locality, or maybe they can't afford it. It's not accessible or affordable therapy. And my job is to work with that person towards feeling supported.
Well, can I ask one question? Is there a risk of an unintended consequence? Because let us imagine that you are a parent of a preteen or teen, and that teen has gender identity issues. If you believe them to be flawed in their view, whether or not that is the right way to believe, but if the parent believes that, if they know that the only counselling that they can get them must be affirmative of that view, is there a risk that they will then say, well, I will avoid counselling entirely, and therefore expose the child to greater risk?
Yes, and I think this is what might be happening, is that people are ending up being perhaps forced into conversion therapy practices that are happening in Ireland. And that's what this legislation is intended to do, is to make sure that that can't happen. But as I said, we're also an unregulated service as well. Psychotherapy isn't regulated. So we kind of have both strands that need to kind of, they both need to happen at a similar time. We need psychotherapy to be regulated, and we need conversion therapy to be banned. And as I said, this has been called for all over the world. Shane. And this is something that has been classed as human rights violation.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Shane. That is Shane Hickey O'Mara, Social Democrats councillor for Limerick City North.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.